Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Happy New Year to you. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Himmy the Bubble Boy, and via the web we have Eric Douglas, world-renowned author and diver, and if that weren't enough, Jerry the Diver Guy with us via the web as well. This is going to be quite a fun show today, because not only is it the first show of the year, and everything's been reset so we can start at a really low level and don't have to really perform to the normal standard that we typically hold ourselves to. What are you laughing at, Bill?
I'm laughing because of our normally high standards.
Well, actually, high standards for us, but low for most because we're divers and we prefer, being low.
Depth.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand.
So it's good in that sense. The scale has been reset.
We got all year to screw it up.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, okay, so far, Jerry, I don't know if you agree with me or not, but I think so far, this is the best show of 2016.
Hey, yes, I'm feeling it.
So far,
this feels solidly like it has a good chance of being the best show of 2016.
Could be.
We're number one.
Yes.
We're number one.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it.
Wait, number one or number two?
Number one, but we smell like number two.
Okay, wait. That's what it is. Yeah.
Hold on.
I'm number three.
Anyway,
we're number one in the diving radio sense.
Okay, then we'll go with it for now. All right, so we do have some things to discuss today. New Year's resolutions for divers. That's what we're going to dive into on the show. It's just, obligatory at this time of year. If that weren't enough, we also have a couple of mermaids that we have to, sit down on the couch and have them go through the interview process. One on the phone, one
that's
in the studio.
That actually sounds like a terrible, terrible idea for them.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, for them, yeah. It could be.
Yeah.
But no.
They don't have to sit in Drunken Santa's lap.
Well, who says that ain't going to happen? And by the way, Christmas is over.
God have mercy on them.
Yeah, Christmas is over. And
good riddance.
Well, but Drunken Santa has...
sobered up?
No, he has not. He definitely hasn't sobered up, but he has promised to come in a little bit more this year.
Promised?
Yeah, because he's changing his
shtick. I remember the good old days when the promise was that he would not come in.
Well, he's coming as not Drunken Santa, but he's opening up to a year-long visitation ritual as Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor. So he has traded red suit for kind of like a pirate outfit kind of thing.
As long as he's not in here,
actually,
Donald Duckin.
No, more I think about it, I think it's the same suit, but it's slowly over time kind of silted out to a brownish kind of yucky, smelly color.
It kind of looks more pirate-like. Greg, I hear a sponsorship with Sailor Jerry Rum.
Hey, there you go. Could happen. Let's bounce it off of him. But he has threatened to join us at some point during the show today to help out with this mermaid interviewing process.
Fantabulous.
Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor is now his new, gig or whatever.
Okay.
And that's, he thinks
that...
Did
you run this past management?
I was getting liquored up at the time when I think I said yes. I think I did.
It may be an HR issue.
I think he already ate Baby New Year.
Well, we'll find out. We will definitely find out. He's definitely jolly. And, whether or not you know, he'll make us jolly today. We'll have to wait and see how that unfolds or how this reflects on our mermaid interviewing process. But we do, we seriously are interviewing a couple new mermaids on the show today. Or at least, I don't know, maybe this is not more, it's not so much an interview as it is, like, are you sure you want to do this?
It's an intervention.
Yeah. Good point.
Trial by fire.
Yes, exactly. But let's run around the group right now and find out how everybody's holidays went and maybe if they have any diving resolutions they would like to share with the rest of the class. Bill, I'll lead off with you. What do you think?
You know what?
Yeah.
I had a fantastic holiday season.
Yeah.
And I had a fantastic revelation while in conversation with my better half, and she is not a diver. She's not interested in diving. She likes the water, but she's not interested in diving. But around Christmas this year, we talked about something which we want to do in 2016 at least a couple of times, is to go to a all-inclusive place where I can go diving and she can sit out by the pool. And she'll be happy and I'll be happy.
Okay. Is this one of those clothing optional type places or?
Fingers crossed.
Okay. Just saying.
Fingers crossed. Wow. I don't know how familiar you are with nude beaches, but nude beaches are made up of exactly what you think. People that look so good to themselves. folks who have thought of themselves as such a paragon of beauty that they've decided that they don't need to do anything to maintain that, and they have given up all thoughts and concerns about their personal hygiene and appearance and to the women that love them.
Well,
that's what nudist colonies
are. You'll fit right in, Bill.
You are absolutely right. These are my kind of people.
Well, back in the day, pirates used to confuse manatees with mermaids. And now that happens today at some of those same resorts you're referring to.
I've heard this story before, but I'm going to absolutely, totally blow
back
your mind on this. Yeah,
what?
It is not hard to confuse a manatee.
With?
Anything.
What do you mean?
You said they would confuse manatees with mermaids.
Yeah.
So I assume they just took a mermaid and had it talk to a manatee until the manatee was confused and then swam away. Because that's what it's like for me. When you bring mermaids in here and they start talking to me, after a while I just get confused.
And they look like manatees?
I don't even understand what's happened here.
I don't either.
Okay.
I'm very confused.
Okay, I know that.
Well,
wait a second. You're not saying that they used manatees in order to confuse mermaids. And you're not saying that they used mermaids to confuse a manatee. You're saying that you think they mistook one for the other.
Okay.
I understand now. I thought you were using mermaids to confuse manatees, and I thought that's not even hard to do.
And, they're highly intelligent.
All you did with that whole little story is confuse me.
I understand.
Which I kind of look like a manatee when I'm not wearing any clothes in the water.
Best
anyway,
show
so
of 2016.
Yes. We're going for low.
Shoot low. Yeah. Shoot low. This is a right. game of limbo.
But in all seriousness, your resolution as a diver is to dive more, and you've been given
not
the green
just
light
dive
to do
more,
so.
Not just dive more, but to be able to dive more at a place where we can both do our own thing. And it is an extension of the Neil Watson credo. No wives on dives.
Bill, how long have you been out of the water?
Way too long.
Really, literally. I almost got into the Be a Diver pool at DEMA. That is the last time I had a shot at being in the water.
You need to come to the Florida Keys with us and have a refresher course.
That's right.
When?
February 17th, right, Jerry?
February 17th through the 21st.
Yeah, Wednesday through Sunday. We're doing a little thing down there with Ocean Divers, and Jerry the Diver Guy is going to head up the event, Bill.
Instead of getting in a be-a-diver pool, you can be a diver.
I want to do that. Yeah. I don't know if I can swing the time, but I'm going to try and make that happen.
Any instructors going to be along on that trip, Jerry?
Oh, there'll be a few.
Yeah, well, Jerry's an instructor. I'm an instructor. Eric Douglas might join us as well. Eric,
I should be there.
Are you an instructor trainer, Eric, or what are you exactly? You're like a super...
IDC staff instructor, so I can help teach instructor courses, but I'm not a course director.
Okay, well, that's pretty damn high, though, up on the list of diving.
Look, Greg, I don't care about you guys. Is there going to be a mermaid instructor?
Actually, we're working on that. And we think,
okay, good.
That will. Oh, actually, you kind of fall into that category, don't you? As a mermaid instructor, you just tell them what to do, and hopefully they'll do it. And see, this is where that intervention we were referring to earlier.
They're never going to buy
this. Put down the shot glass and step
Bill,
away from it.
Do you want to know how you can get on this trip?
Tell me how you can get on this trip. Tell
if
me how I can get
about
on this
her,
trip.
Yeah? You need to think Jared's Galleria.
Oh, no, stop already. Oh, stop God. Already. Stop.
I was going to say
ridiculous.
Cubic zirconian. Can't you get those pretty cheap, especially after the off? Especially after the holidays. They're like 75% off. We're giving you some ideas
here.
This
is what you consider to be quality advice. Thanks.
They're bad ideas, but you got to go with some of this stuff, Bill. Come on.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
All right, more nonsense coming up next. Stay close. Just getting started.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here come a dive buddy. He be breathing so slowly. He swim to the float ball. He not one to linger. He say, I check you check me. One thing we do before we both jump in the sea, dive together right now in the sea.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy New Year to you. All right, so, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on this year that we're very excited about, especially when it comes to expanding our listener reach. Our friends from Radio America, we have a new affiliate, you know, relationship with those folks that are helping us syndicate Scuba Radio across the country to radio stations from here to there, you know, left coast to East Coast, whatever. You know, it's going to be good stuff big time. And I'm very excited about that because it's going to open up a lot more people that have access to the show. Now, we have been getting a lot of emails over the holidays in particular. You know, everybody's been, you know, getting some new toys to play with, you know, MP3 players, new phones, Apple TV, whatever the case may be. And, you know, all that stuff. You got a Walkman?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know how that works exactly anymore. But I believe even a Walkman might work with our...
Okay.
With the archives, the podcast, and all that kind of stuff. But
is
like,
it, is it on cassette tape?
If you record it to that format, yes, it would be.
Perfect.
But, you know, a lot of people are listening to the show through iTunes. I mean, we see that on our downloads and all that kind of good stuff. And you can, you know, you can channel that right through an Apple TV, whatever, your iPhone, Google phone, whatever the case may be. But... A lot of people are listening to the podcast as opposed to the live show and thinking that they can't listen to the live radio show if they don't have a station in their market. And that's just not true. We actually have not one, but a couple live streams of the show that you can listen to through scubaradio.com. One of them is through our friends there at Radio America. So they have a live stream set up through the network all the time. And there's a link to it right there at scubaradio.com under the Listen tab. But there's also a studio stream that allows you to hear what's actually going on in the studio during the live show every Saturday, 3 to 5 Eastern time.
Now, to be fair, it is just constant farting.
Constant what? Excuse me? No, that's not what it is. There, you might catch one of those during one of the more quiet commercial breaks. But, you know, when we're running the network show, sometimes we talk amongst ourselves. Which is not meant for public consumption or
apparently most of inhalation. The food we had for lunch yesterday also not meant for public consumption.
Okay. Anyway, you get the point. But the thing is, you can listen to the show on your phone or whatever live or to the archives through the podcast at iTunes as well. That option is available to you at scubaradio.com. Just click on the Listen tab and follow the the proper links and you'll be good to go. All right, so there you go. And here's to 2016 being bigger and better than ever on a lot of levels. All right, so Bill's New Year's resolution as a diver is to dive more, and he's been given the green light from his better half.
Yes.
And I don't know, Hemi, what do you think? Bubble Boy?
My goal is to dive enough to where I actually lose some weight.
Dive to lose weight.
Not my integrated weights.
Oh, you're not going to drop your weight belt.
I've already done that. I've lost a few of those.
All right. Yeah, because that's not good. You really don't want to do that unless it's, you know, kind of an emergency type of thing. But you would like to use diving as an excuse to exercise.
No. As his exercise. He wants to dive so much that he loses weight because he's underwater instead of near food.
That's right.
This is a very substantial goal.
Underwater starvation is the diet plan that Bubble Boy
and
is going
cold
for.
Water, too.
Cold water. Because you get the shrinkage.
That's right.
I don't think that reflects in weightage, does it? Or weight? Is that? That's not a word.
But. I don't know. If you want to believe things like the law of conservation of matter, yeah, you be that way.
I'm nothing colder than 72 degrees.
There it is.
Okay. All right. I don't know. But, unfortunately, Bubba Boy, the truth of the matter is diving doesn't burn as many calories as you may think if you're doing it right.
But there is a way if we just routinely turn off your air. I think the panic and the increase heart rate, I think that's going to burn some calories right there.
Okay. This
just
is
every
why.
Every once in a while, we'll come up behind it and just poof.
Bill is Bill the producer, not Bill a dive instructor or have any kind of professional advice from a dive.
I'm telling you right now, though, if you can jack that heart rate up to 140 for a couple of minutes there, that's going to help out a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. Eric Douglas, he knows this stuff. I mean, but that's the case, right, Eric? That diving doesn't burn as many calories as a lot of people think. Am I right?
You are exactly right. The great thing is you're outside and being active, but when you're actually diving, most of the time your heart rate barely gets above probably 80 beats a minute, and you're just breathing comfortably, and yeah, you're just not burning that many calories.
Yeah, if you're doing it right, you're relaxed, you're calm, you're breathing deep and slow, and it's more of a zen type of experience as opposed to, you know, any kind of cardio workout. And if you're and if it's on the latter, if you are getting a workout out of it, you're just not doing it right.
You're just not doing it right.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know, Bubble Boy, you might need to throw in some, you know, jazzercise.
Well, my other one is going to be to perfect the underwater cigar.
Okay. All right. I want to see this.
You are absolutely right.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah. He's got a room full of cigar smokers right here.
A pre-show meeting would have been out of the question on this.
What do you think we're doing right now?
Yeah.
Why? What, do you have a problem
with
that?
Nothing,
you don't like this idea, Bill? I don't know. Do they make such a thing? This
of course they don't make such a thing.
Well, maybe they should. Maybe this should be new Kickstarter campaign for 2016, underwater cigars.
What's wrong with you
people? I don't know. That would be, you know, they got underwater flares. Why couldn't a cigar work the same way?
Because you don't smoke a flare.
Well, have you ever tried? Because I would like to see you try. That would be very entertaining, almost as fun as lobstering. Hey, look, Bill's trying to smoke a cigar underwater. Man, this will burn a good 30 minutes of dive time.
Yeah, there we are.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe not. But it's a noble idea there, Bubble Boy. If not a, you know.
Good one.
Yeah.
Oh, a practical one.
Yeah, a practical, good, kind of, yeah. One and the same. All right, but you'd like to lose a little weight, or it really comes down to the same thing. You want to go diving. Is that what you're saying?
Heck yeah.
Yeah. All right, and once again, he could join us down in the Keys as well. What about you, Jerry? What's your diving New Year's resolution? Have you made one yet, or no? What do you think?
I want to dive more by doing trips.
Okay. So, like, it's the Keys, the Maldives.
The Keys, the Maldives.
We were talking about Cuba last week, maybe.
That sounds real good.
All right.
Very interesting.
All right. So, all he's got to do is just keep listening to the show, and we'll tell him where to go. And then we'll tell him where to go dive, too. Hey!
Hey!
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, Jerry the Diver Guy, and Eric Douglas, who is a world-renowned author. He wrote the infamous book. Is it infamous or infamous? I don't know. Bill?
I don't know if it's infamous exactly.
Yeah, it could be. But Lionfish is the name of it, and it is an impressive piece of literature any way you look at it. And definitely, you know, you need to pick that up and make it part of your reading list for 2016 if you haven't already done so. Booksbyeric.com. And we haven't asked Eric just yet what he is, what his New Year's resolutions for 2016 are. But what do you think, Eric? Do you have any? Have you made some?
Well, one thing I want to say before I answer your question is Jimmy is on my list because he's already made a liar out of me.
What do you mean he made a liar out of you? What do you mean?
Well, I posted just a few minutes ago, because I'm always proud to be coming on Scuba Radio.
Right.
I posted up that I was going to be on the show, and I didn't expect anybody would actually say that their resolution was to lose weight. And then Jimmy says he's going to lose weight. So, Jimmy, you're on my list, pal.
All right.
Oh, you stole his diving New Year's resolution?
That's well, no. Just that. Just
nobody
that,
would make that one. I mean,
I didn't figure anybody on this show would actually worry about their weight. I mean, I've seen you guys, and
I don't know what the problem is. Look at us, Bill.
I've already lost 5 pounds.
Yeah.
Where?
Anyway.
Do you want me to help you find it?
My earlobes. Let's not go back to that whole shrinkage issue, okay?
Yeah, anyway. Right. You know, I tell you what, Greg, I actually got a review on one of my books the other day that pretty much sums up my resolution for the year. Somebody had read one of my books, a guy who's actually down in Mexico right now, as a matter of fact, but he read Heart of the Maya, which is the novel before this one.
Right.
And he said that it was time for me to write some more because he only had two more books left to read.
Well,
so
there you go.
There's my resolution.
To write more.
To keep this one guy in books.
And we'll read more. He'll write more, we'll read more. That's a pretty good combination of resolutions.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Considered the cleverest of all sharks, unlike the great white, which tends to inhabit the waters of harbors and recreational beach areas, the land shark may strike at any time, any place. It is capable of disguising its voice and generally attacks young single women. Expert at the University of Miami's Oceanographic Institute suggests that the best way to scare off the shark in the event of an attack is to hit or punch the predator in the nose.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's a New Year's resolution for me. I'd like to be diving with some hammerhead sharks, and right now is the time to do so in Bimini. I'm getting all these reports from my diving friends, spending some time with Neil Swanson Jr. at the Bimini Sands or Bimini Scuba Center, and they're just having some incredible encounters with these sharks right now that are migrating through the area of Bimini. So that's one of my New Year's resolutions. I don't know. Bubble Boy, I'm guessing you'd join me on that.
Oh, heck yeah.
And, you know, that actually may play into your weight loss program, too, because when you see those, you know, 14-foot, 15-foot great hammerhead sharks, you're bound to lose some weight instantly. You hear what I'm saying?
Fluids, yeah.
Yeah.
We can use him as chum.
We could use him as chum, yeah, absolutely. Go. But I was talking about having to change his bathing suit kind of thing and, you know, mid-water type of deal. Seeing those big animals in the water. Jared, what do you think? Would you want to do something like that too?
That's some of my resolutions this year.
These great hammerheads are swimming through Bimini right about now. Right now is the peak of season, and it goes through, you know, I guess almost into March. They pretty consistently get these great hammerheads over in Bimini. So maybe we have to add that to the agenda at some point, too. You never know. But back to Eric Douglas. Now, Eric, you're going to write more. I understand that. And, you know, your books have a diving element in them. But what about just diving, period? Do you have any kind of other diving resolution, like where you want to go, some new gear you want to get, or what? Or have you thought that much about it?
You know, I certainly get back in the water. Well, as you know, all of my books do have a diving element, so I've got to go diving. I probably make 15 to 20 dives a year, which is nothing, as you well know. But we end up talking about diving more than we actually do it sometimes. So I think my goal is just to get back in the water and don't let the gills dry out as much as they have been lately.
Well, there you go. And you know, I think, honestly, you know, talking about your diving adventures is sometimes just as much fun as actually doing. Well, no, I don't want to go that far. But, you know, that social aspect of sharing your fishtail with your friends is something that I think that all divers, you know, can really appreciate. And being able to reflect on what you've been able to do and look forward to the next dive, you know, that's kind of what Scuba Radio is all about. So maybe your New Year's resolution for everybody right now, including our crew and anyone listening, is that you should listen to Scuba Radio more often and share it with your diving friends. I think that's the New Year's resolution that just keeps on giving and really is all about sharing the love.
Something like a resolution about sharing the love and a gift that keeps on giving. I think there's a shot you can take for that, isn't there?
Yeah, well, it could be. And then maybe you could look at it as, you know, Scuba Radio is kind of like a shot of penicillin.
That's exactly
okay. Interesting.
No, you're right. If we can dive, and that's where I get my stories. That's where I, you know, that's where I get my inspiration for my stories, is actually being out blowing bubbles and hanging out with divers in the bar afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Jerry, what about you? You have any resolutions when it comes along the line of like training more divers up there in Virginia in the mountains at Mountain Divers, or what? What do you think?
Well, I took it easy this year, so I think I'm going to try to train more, which is going to fall into doing more trips.
Right.
So,
well, how many?
That's my whole goal.
I mean, you're running this dive shop in the mountains of Virginia, Mountain Divers. How many divers do you think you certified last year? Do you know the number off the top of your head, or no?
Oh God, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's been several.
Okay, so it's just a few, not just a handful of friends in the area. It's not like,
yeah, it's more than what I wanted to, just put it that way.
You certified more divers than you wanted to in 2015?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I went over my number.
Went over your number? You actually,
yeah.
So what is your number?
Well, I wanted to do at least 50 this year, last year.
Yeah.
And I actually went over. So.
Oh, wow. Did you? Wow.
Yeah.
So your number is over 50. And by the way, for anyone just tuning in, we're talking about the people he has certified, not the number of people that he's done. Just so we're clear. Because, you know, when you start these, I get these emails all the time. You guys, man, I'm going to listen every time. Okay, anyway. I digress. All right, so you did over 50 divers last year, certified them. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually more than I thought you did. That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good year.
Yeah. I would say that's respectable for most small dive shops across the country, or at least instructors. Wouldn't you agree, Eric? Or what do you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm sure he got an award from Patty for that, or at least a certificate.
Yeah.
Well, but you said that's more divers than you wanted to do? I don't really understand that. What do you mean?
Well, I needed to concentrate on more things around the house so I didn't get in trouble.
I gotcha. Okay. So the diving was starting to take up a little more time than the spouse.
Just a little bit.
Spouse appreciated. I gotcha. All right. So in that sense, but I mean, are you finding out a way to schedule it out more for the next year? That's what you're going to do, just space it out a little bit better, maybe? Time management?
I may just take the heat.
Okay. Or just go, all right, I'm going for 100. Yeah.
It's easier to get forgiveness than it is permission.
Okay. Well, you could look at that as one option as well. All right. Well, that's good. I mean, I need to do some more dive instruction myself. I haven't really been certifying as many divers as I'd like. And I am a dive instructor, I'm dive instructor certified. I just haven't done a lot of students lately. So I need to get back on the horse and do some more training. Are you doing any of that yourself, Eric, or are you just focusing on the books and just diving for fun?
Just diving for fun, that sort of thing. I honestly haven't taught an open water class in probably 6 or 7 years now. I just been focusing on other things the last few years.
But you maintain your insurance and all that stuff if you wanted to?
I'm still active. Yeah, I'm still current, but I just haven't been in the water. I haven't been in the water teaching, I mean.
Right. We just got to find people to, certify. We got to share the love. That's what we get. You know, part of the, not prerequisite, but part of the MO of being a dive instructor is that you should teach. It not only keeps your skills sharp, but you now have the skills to share this love of diving that we have kind of take for granted sometimes. You agree with me on that? And teach more.
Absolutely. The first time any dive instructor will tell you, the first time you take a new diver in the water and you see that look of realization in their eyes, it's a really cool experience. They breathe and they go, wait a minute, I can do this, and this is fun. Yeah, that's a really cool experience that sometimes as dive instructors we forget about. You spend all your time with the headaches and the logistics and all that, and you just got to get in the water every once in a while and teach somebody new and go, oh, yeah, that's why I did this.
Absolutely. Yeah, it does. It kind of energizes you when you see that, those big eyes light up and realize, hey, they're encountering their first time underwater. And, oh, man, I remember what it was like. And it kind of brings it back and it makes you feel mm-hmm. good, you know, that you can share this with other folks. So that's definitely my resolution as well, is to do some more paddy dive instruction over 2016 and bring some more folks into our little club of divers. I think that's, once again, that's just one of those things you should do if you're, you know, so certified and have that instructor level certification. You need to share it. And if you don't, maybe you need to get some more, you know, dive instruction. I mean, Bubble Boy, did we ever do your advanced?
No, we didn't. I still have the material, but I haven't finished it yet.
What's up with that? Well, you had a whole year. Maybe we need to get you and CJ.
A year and a half, but come on, you know.
Get Curly Johnson and Bubble Boy at least advanced certified over in 2016, so they have a little bit more skills under the belt, you think?
We can do that February 17th to the 21st.
There you go. Way to plug there, Jerry. He's working it. Once again, if you want to join us in the Keys, all you have to do is reach out to Jerry the Diver Guy, and your email address again is Jerry what?
Jerry at mtndivers.com.
mtndivers.com, like mountaindivers.com. So there you go. You're all set, and you'll be good to go and can join us there in the Florida Keys with Jerry. Jerry the Diver Guy as your dive instructor.
Which keys, Craig? Which keys?
What do you mean, which keys?
Well, is it going to be the entire key chain, or is it going to be...
Well, we're going to dive there in Key Largo.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So it'll be a good time. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new Paddy Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a Paddy replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local Paddy Dive Center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with Paddy Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Get up. We're gone.
Where?
Maldives.
The Maldives? I don't even know where that is.
Indian Ocean. It's beautiful.
The natives there, are they friendly?
You need to worry about the natives, Tiny. Natives need to worry about you. Come on. We got a plane to catch.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm here with Bubble Boy. Also, we have Eric Douglas and Jerry the Diver Guy on via the web. First show of 2016. And I don't know, we're setting the bar pretty low, but that's what we do as divers. And that's a good thing. That's a positive thing when it comes to our show, at least. At least that's the story we're going to stick with for now. But New Year's resolutions, what to do as divers, that's kind of what we're chatting about. Coming up in hour two, by the way, we have a couple of Scuba Radio mermaids that would, well, they would like to be Scuba Radio mermaids. So we're going to interview them or intervene and head off a potential problem here for the upcoming weeks. I don't know. It'll be a good thing. I mean, the mermaid thing's a good thing. I mean, when we go out to the dive shows, you know, we've learned over the years that the divers don't really want to see us, but they don't mind seeing the mermaids and sharing a few, you know, conversations with them and maybe, you know, picture for Facebook and that kind of thing. So we're going to have some of those girls on the show in hour two and, you know, talk about what it involves and see if we can make their mermaid dreams come true. What are you laughing at?
Mermaid dreams come true.
Yeah, you know, that's on a list for a lot of diving ladies and some guys. We're not going to discriminate yet, you know. But
you can tell you live just down the road from Disney, though, right?
Well, maybe. Well, in the fact that Bill, you know, the producer, you know, he has sported these mermaid tails before.
Ugh.
Yeah, there's a picture up there at scubaradio.com that just won't seem to be, it just won't delete from our gallery for whatever reason, but it's one of our mermaids lecturing him like, give me back my tail. And you know, that's just the way, you know, Bill rolls, I guess, or swims, I don't know. But and we don't judge, but it is kind of disturbing, I'm not gonna lie, but it goes along with the whole thing. But it's all about having fun, right? You know, and when we're not in the water, might as well look like we should be.
And if you can't laugh at yourself, you're not allowed to laugh at anybody else.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Bubble Boy, you want to be a mermaid? You want to mark that off the list for 2016?
No, I do not.
Thank God.
After looking at Bill, I'm sure nobody would want to do
that.
Well,
good point. Yeah,
it'll make you look thin.
Look like somebody's trying to stretch a condom over an ostrich egg.
Okay. All right. There's an attractive image for you. Okay. Well, all right. So nobody here in our group right now would like to mark Scuba Radio Mermaid off the list. You're going to leave that that honor to other folks and folks of the opposite sex, I'm assuming. Is that right, Jerry? That's not on your list?
I'm with you 100% on that.
Okay. It doesn't get lonely up there in the mountains. I'm just checking.
Oh, no.
Are you right?
No.
Okay. All right.
There's plenty to see and do here.
Okay. Just checking. And I don't know, but as far as places to go, you know, we were talking about the Maldives there and that little clip. We're going there in August. I can't wait to do that with our friends from Explore Ventures, if you want to book it. By the way, I found out that there's only a few spots left already. This thing almost sold out. Went that quick. Yeah. So if you have any inclination whatsoever to want to join us in the Maldives for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, it's August 2016, August 13th, I believe, if I think right. Just call them up, 1-800-322-3577. We have Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine with us, also our friend from Scuba Pro. It's going to be an amazing adventure on a brand spanking new boat, the Carpi Nova, with our friends from Explore Ventures. So that is going to be quite a trip. And I have a feeling all of you guys would like to be on that trip if there were spots available. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can call them up, too. You know, they're thinking like, hey, Greg, you know someone? No, I don't. Well, I do, but you got to call them and you got to book with Explore Ventures. We don't get in the middle of that. But I don't know. What do you think, Eric? Can you join us down in the Keys maybe for this thing with Ocean Divers in February? What do you
Jerry
think?
Jerry and I have just been doing a little offline chatting, and I'm I'm eyeballing my calendar really, really closely at the moment. I think there's a real good chance that I'm going to be along on that trip.
Yes. We got to make that happen and just go down there and play. This really isn't a highly organized trip as far as what we do with Scuba Radio. This is really Jerry's baby. And he said, hey, let's just put together a little trip. I'm going to host it. I'll be the dive guide. And if you guys can come along, why don't you come along and play? And I think that's the plan. I think we're going to
if they want to hang out with us, here's the chance.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The other side to what you were talking about as being a dive instructor, and we have to share that with new divers, the other side to it is as divers and dive instructors, especially as dive instructors, when you're spending all your time teaching divers and doing all that, every so often you have to go out and just play to remember why you love diving in the first place. You know,
true.
To just go blow bubbles and have some fun and laugh and just remember rediscover it for yourself.
Exactly. And that's what this is all about. You know, this is just going to be a fun little casual trip that you can run down to. You don't even have to go out of the country for. If you're close enough to the Keys, you can drive down. If not, it's an easy flight into Miami, and you can make it a kind of a long weekend type of trip. On the heels of the Miami International Boat Show, too. So if you want to do some boating stuff, there's some boat stuff happening that weekend before right there in Miami. So once again, that's February 14th, or 17th, I'm sorry. February 17th, Wednesday through Sunday in the Florida Keys with Jerry the Diver Guy, Ocean Divers, and of course, some of your friends here from Scuba Radio. All right, look, hour two of Scuba Radio is on deck. We're going to do our Scuba Radio Mermaid Intervention. That's going to be worth sticking around and much, much more. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.